It is First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on Swift 98 and the Spur. First Bank would love to have you on their team. Visit GoFirstBank.com to view open positions. Division of Glacier Bank, that is GoFirstBank.com. Duke Dance and Dal Erickson with you again in studio today. And Star Valley High School head football coach McKay Young joining us on the air. Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good. How are you gentlemen doing?
Doing great, Coach. We appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day, and I know you guys are busy during the summer. That's kind of where I want to start into. It's already noticing you guys obviously do a lot of different things to prepare for the upcoming season, but one of those things is service, and I know you guys seek out some different things, but I know you just finished picking some Dyer's Woad as well. Tell us about that project and some of the other things you have on tap this summer.
Yeah, the Dyer's Woad project is something we're really grateful to be able to do. Travis Osmond and the Weed and Pest reached out to us last year, and we were excited to be able to do that again. Just this week, spent a lot of time between here and Montpelier, just trying to protect the valley from this invasive weed. And it gives us a good chance to get a little workout and get in the hills. And I tell the boys they might be getting in football shape or they might be getting in mule deer hunting shape. But either way, it's positive. So, yeah, just grateful for the chance to get outside and do some good.
Coach, when you look at what else you have going on in the summer, talk to us about summer camps and other trainings. Do you have anything else you have planned?
So we are kind of in the middle of our 7-on-7 lineman challenge schedule. When we had Skyview, Utah, who's won a couple 4A titles, come over. Earlier in the month, we went over to Westside and played a lot of really good Cache Valley schools and Southeast Idaho schools. And then just Saturday, we were at Madison over in Rexburg, again, playing a lot of the really good schools from that part of the state in Idaho. We've got another tournament in July, and then Rock Springs will come here in July, just kind of tossing the football around and competing and hopefully becoming closer as a team. We get together three times a week in the weight room, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday evenings. We get in and kind of try to pay the dues and get bigger, faster, stronger, stay healthy and do the things for our body that we need to. And then kind of the big event that I'm sure you guys are aware of is at the end of July, where we bring the boys in and lock them in there at the armory and just do football for 5 days straight. So we put football in the summer is pretty intense, but hopefully a fun thing for the kids too.
Coach, let's talk about some of the kids you got coming back. Of course, it's always nice when you have someone back under center, behind center to count on. You'll have that hopefully Taft McClure. You do have some key departures, guys like Lucas Chapel, of course, who's going to be playing at the Air Force Academy. Winston Green, some of those guys. Kind of talk to us about some of those departures, but then also some of the guys that are coming back and maybe some guys that we don't know yet that you maybe expect to step into some roles.
I mean, I think the biggest thing, and you've already kind of mentioned it, is we've got an entire offensive line that just walked across the stage and got their diplomas last month. So really any discussion as far as transitioning from last year to this year starts with what we need to do up front. Five really good ones. But I like the kind of the combination of incoming seniors and incoming juniors that we have. And even there's a sophomore or two that may compete there. So offensive line will be interesting. You already mentioned Taft. You know, we had a coach from the University of Wyoming slip into one of our practices towards the end of school last month, and boy, he was impressed with the way Taft can sling the ball around. And so, you know, if you're going to knock off a team like Cody, who brings a lot back from a team that's already on about a 20-game winning streak, we feel like we've got to be able to throw the football around. Who's going to fill in for Lane Ish at running back? That's a big question mark for us and something that we're going to establish in camp. Are excited to have some good targets back on the outside. Jake Hodges had a great year. Chase Stewart had a great year. And then we'll get familiar with some new faces out there. But really excited about this group. You know, the JV and the sophomore teams both went undefeated last year. I want to say the JV was 8-0 and the sophomores were 7-0, facing some really good competition. So there's a lot of young kids that are hungry that are excited to get out under the lights on a Friday night.
Coach, one person you're probably really excited to have back again this year who's just been a monster, especially on the defensive side of the ball, is Derek Astle. And talk to us about his development and progress. He started to play a little bit as a sophomore and then, of course, had a great junior year. Tell us what kind of leader you hope Derek to be this year.
Yeah, I mean, Derek's a special kid where, you know, he's a great football player. But not just that, he's a three-sport athlete. He plays basketball all winter. He does soccer all spring. He's great in the classroom. He's somebody that I know his teammates respect as just a good human being. Same thing with the teachers and staff at the school. He's just somebody that you'll often catch, you know, doing good things with his classmates. So yeah, anytime you have a leader like that back, that makes things a lot easier. You know, we expect him in the middle of our defense again. And then we'll see. You know, he's a really, really good offensive player, both tailback, tight end, receiver type guy. So managing his workload is something that we talk about as coaches a lot. But yeah, special kid.
You know, another guy I was impressed with coming on at the end of last year, and also had a chance to watch him during soccer this spring was Brandon Beck. How do you see him kind of teaming up with Derek in that linebacker core?
For sure. You know, I thought Beck had a great fall last year playing some outside linebacker, and Kelly and I have been in the discussion about seeing what he would be like on the inside. But, you know, Brandon's just a kid that loves to play football. You know, when we kind of brought him up from the JV squad to play more varsity, he's the kind of kid that's a little disappointed because he just wants to play more football. You know, sometimes that can be an interesting transition where some guys don't want to play JV, some guys do. I think Brandon Beck would play, you know, 20 or 30 quarters of football a week if he could. He's just a kid that loves to play, and he brings emotion and passion and energy to our team, and just a fun kid to be around.
Star Valley High School football coach McKay Young on the air with us today with First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, you mentioned Cody, of course, one of the teams that's going to be really good again this year. Jackson graduated a lot of their stars that they've had the last couple of years. When you look around the 3A West, which has been so competitive over the recent years, who do you see maybe outside of Cody that could be maybe a contender or a challenger?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, the championship's gone through the 3A West, I think, going on. I mean, Dow would know better than me, but it's got to be 12 or 13 years at this point.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And, you know, and really it's gone through Cody or Star Valley for about the last 8 years. So, you know, Powell has a great football program. You know that regardless of whether the talent's up or whether the talent's down, Powell's always going to put a good product on the field. And I know they had a lot of good young kids last year. Jackson will be exciting to see how they come together with the new coach. I know they have a lot of experienced players back, even though a lot of those headliners have graduated after playing for them for 3 or 4 years. You know, Evanston, Green River, both getting Evanston getting the new turf, and I'm sure there'll be some energy and momentum that comes with that. And Green River, you know, year in and year out, always gets a ton of kids out to play, and did have some underclassmen that contributed last year. So, I mean, that's the thing about the 3A West. There's no bye week. I mean, it's kind of like the SEC in college football. Like, you go through that 3A West schedule, and you're going to be tested, and you're going to be tried, and you're going to know who you are by the time you come out on the other end, and you just hope you're healthy.
Speaking of turf, Star Valley getting some new turf. Obviously, the old stuff served us well and was laid down in 2008, so it's actually outlived its typical lifespan. That's got to maybe interject some excitement into the program and some and your kids maybe excited to get out there next month when that gets all finished. Any talk about that?
Yeah, you know, they just started laying down the new stuff last night, I think. So as we were getting on the bus to go pick the Dyer's Wode, you know, the boys were just beside themselves with excitement to see how soft it is and you know, just the quality of something that's brand new. Like you said, we definitely got everything I think we could have gotten out of that last turf that just got retired in the last couple weeks. So the boys are excited to have something brand new. And, you know, Cody's doing the same thing right now. So at least half the league will have brand new turf this coming year. You know, and then the talk that the boys have is, as you know, we're opening up our season at Boise State against a really, really good 4A team out of Idaho and Shelley. And the boys can't wait to get on the blue turf and play on something that they've only seen on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be a cool experience. We're excited about it. We're excited to go broadcast a game over there too. So,
and there's some trash talk already. Our owner publisher Dan Dockster is a Russet, so we're going to need you guys to go ahead and win that game, please.
Yeah, our hands are going to be full. You know, they were a good team last year, and were really, really young. Had a sophomore quarterback and a tailback that has some Star Valley ties. In Riker Klinger and just a really fast, tough kid that we'll have our hands full for sure when we go up and play them.
So, Coach, here's the big question in my mind for you as a coach. You know, you talked about getting the new turf. They open it up to the community where people could go by and take portions of the old turf if they wanted. So was there a specific spot on the field where you were like, nope, that section's mine? Like, you remember something happened on that spot of the field, and you're like, I'm taking that section.
Yeah, and you know, and there were a few pieces of that turf that I didn't want, too. You know, you got really sweet memories in some spots, and you got some memories on other spots that weren't quite as sweet. But, you know, unfortunately, a lot of it was rolled up before. I didn't think hard enough about going out and doing it. The one spot that, if I could go back in time, I'd take was, you guys will remember the
goal line,
the quarterfinal, the quarterfinal play against Riverton,
yeah,
where they hit
the goal
line ladder and then they went for two to knock us out, and Max Fletcher makes a stop about 6 inches shy on the goal line, like you guys are saying. And
yep,
you know, that play is a great reminder of just how just a game of inches, because you know, from that, of course, we go on to win pretty comfortably the next two games and win a state championship. But the story of that season could have been very, very different with just 6 inches difference. But Max Fletcher got it done. So that would have been probably the spot on the field that I would have got out my buck knife and cut out if I would have been thinking better before they started rolling it out. But
awesome.
A lot of great, great memories, as you guys have participated in so many of them too. I mean, that field, she treated us well, and it was a great era of Star Valley football that was played on it.
Coach McKay Young, Star Valley football. Coach, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate all you do, and we'll look forward to that road trip to Boise with you.
All right. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on SVI Radio.